Okay, so we're going to talk about the inyan of if somebody forgets to daven a tefillah, what should he do? And this is really just going to open up a whole sugya. There's a lot going on here, and I don't know how far we're going to get, but we might have to take a few weeks on this. So I'm not going to rush through anything. We'll try to just take it piece by piece. However far we get. So the Mishnah starts off tefillah hashachar chatzais. We saw this Mishnah before for other things. So Shachris, you're allowed to daven until Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Arba Shoyes. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you only have to 4 hours into the day. Tfilas HaMincha ad HaErev. Tfilas Mincha you have until nighttime. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Plag HaMincha. Rabbi Yehuda says you only have until Plag. Tfilas HaErev Ein Lakva. Mariv you have the entire night. There's no set time that you should be davening Mariv. Mishal Musaf and Kol HaYayim. And also Musaf, you have the entire day to daven Musaf. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Shevet Shoyes. Rabbi Yehuda limits you again. He says only until 7 hours into the day you have Musaf. So the Gemara, which we also saw before, the Gemara says Reminu. The Gemara asks right away as a kasha, a stira, mitzvasim and netzachama. We know that Shachris, the mitzvah to daven is with netzachama. Kedei sheyismach gulu l'tfilo v'nimtzmas v'al v'yoyim. So that you say Shema, which is bringing the gulu, the Birchas Kriya Shema and Shema. You end off with Gal Yisrael, and then right away you go into davening. So the idea is that you're supposed to be Saimich Gulat Filo, which we spoke about. And it comes out that you daven, as soon as it's Nates, you daven right away. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. How can you tell me that Filo Shachar is until Chatzos, or 4 hours into the day? Lamaisa, we see that the mitzvah is only till is right away at Netzachama. So the Gemara says, Kitanya Hila Vesikin. When do we say that you're supposed to daven Nates? That's when it comes to Vesikin. That the people that want to be daven right away, there's reason. The Amr B'Yechanan, V'sikin Hayu Gaimer Naisem Neitzachama, the V'sikin people would finish Shema right with Neitzachama so that they'd be able to daven right with Neitzachama. So that's why it's not a kasha. So now, Prakta Gemara, which is going to get into our Sugya, V'kuli Yalmat Chatzois V'suloi, does everybody say that all you have up until is till Chatzos, and Shachar said there's no more time to daven Shachar's after Chatzos. V'amr of Mari, Breid of Yehuna, Breid of Yirmi, Barab, Amr of Yechanan, Tov lo yispal arvis. Let's say somebody forgets, and he does not daven Mariv. So mispalo b'shachar's time. So what you should do is you should daven two Shachar's, right? Two Shmona Esrei's by Shachar's, for one for Mariv and one for Shachar's. Shachar's, let's say you forget to daven Shachar's, mispalo b'minchash time. So you see that all you got to do is daven mincha twice. So why are you telling me that tefillah shachris you only have until chatzos? You see that really you even can daven shachris by mincha time. So the Gemara says, answers, kula yoyma matzlivazi. The entire day you're right, you could daven. Ad chatzos yavi leischar tefillah bizmano. That when the Mishnah is talking about you have until chatzos, it means in order to get the schar of tefillah bizmano. You want to get the schar of tefillah bezmana at the right time, then you would daven up into chatzayis. Mikan va'eloch, schar tefillah yavile. You're right that you have the schar of tefillah, but schar tefillah bezmana lo yavile. But you do not have the maila of schar tefillah bezmana. So tefillah bezmana you do not have after chatzayis. Einachanam, you could daven, you will have the schar of davening a tefillah, the tefillah of shachris, but you will be missing tefillah bezmana. Then there's another Gemara, which we'll go to. The Gemara says, Yibay Lahu, another Shaila. Tov lo yispal mincha. So let's say somebody forgets, and he does not daven mincha. Ma'u she yispal arvishtayim. Is he allowed to daven ma'ariv twice? Now we saw before, right, we said that if somebody forgets to daven ma'ariv, he can daven two shachrises. If somebody forgets to daven shachris, he can daven two minchas. But what about if somebody forgets to daven mincha? Why should that be any different? So the Gemara says like this: Im tim tzloimar tov lo yispal arvis mispal shachris tayim mishum dechad yoimahu. We know that the day starts from nighttime. So I understand if you miss ma'ariv, you can daven shachris twice because it's all the same day. Dechsev ayerev ayvayke yoim echad. It's all one day. It starts at night, right? Vayerev vayvayke yoim echad. Aval hacha, but here tefillah b'makim carbon. Here we know that tefillah is in place of bringing the carbon. V'kivan the aver yoimai batal karbanai. And once the day passes, then the carbon is batal, right? You can't bring the tamid anymore from one day onto the next day. So do you say that? So therefore, if you forget mincha and it comes ma'ariv time, sorry, it's the next day. Aydilma, or maybe kivan de tzalusa Rachmi, he, since the Maisa davening is not a carbon, davening is Rachmi, he, you're asking Rachmanis. So, kol emas devoi matzli va'azl. Anytime that you want, you can daven. There's no reason why you can't daven the entire day. So that was the question. Or the next day. Toshma. So the Gemara brings a raya. Amr of Huna bar Yehuda, Amr of Yitzchak, Amr of Yechman. Tavlo ispal mincha. Somebody forgets and does not have mincha. Mispal arvish time. He can daven ma'arv twice. Ve'ein b'zeh mishum da'avar yayim abatul kavanis. There's no problem of missing the day. And that once the day passes, the carbon is bottled. Right. So on this, the Gemara says, "Meisvei meuva is layuchal liskoin v'chesven layuchli manes." There's a pasuk that says that we darshan that says it's a crooked thing that you can't fix, and a chesaron, something that's missing that you'll never be able to fill. What's that referring to? Meiva layuchal liskoin zesha bottle kriyash mashal arvis v'kriyash mashal shachris. Ay tefillah shel arvis, ay tefillah shel shachris. So somebody who does not daven kriyas shma shel arvis, or if he doesn't daven kriyas shma shel shachris, or tefillah of ma'ariv or tefillah shel shachris, that's a me'ivas layuchal iskin. You'll never be able to fix that. V'chesun layuchli manais. He says, what's the, just for the completeness sake, he says, v'chesun layuchli manais, zeshenim mechaveil v'dvar mitzvah inim nimayim. Somebody who gets together his friends to do a mitzvah and he doesn't include one of his friends. That's something that he'll never be able to finish, right? You should include as many people as you can in mitzvahs. So you see from here that how can you go and daven twice? It's a me'ivas layuchal liskoin. So Amr Bitzlak Amr Bi'echon Hacham Ayaskin on Shabbat b'meizid. No, that's different. If you're mevatalit b'meizid, if you're not going to daven on purpose, so then you don't never have it, never are able to fix that. But if you make a mistake, then it's okay. Amr Vashi Dekanami Dektani Bottle. The like Tani Ta. Then it says, Zesha Bitol Kriyishma Shalavis. If you're Mevatel, that's mashma that you did it on purpose. If you're Mevatel on purpose, then you do not have the opportunity to fix that and daven twice. But if you make a mistake and you forget to daven, then you are allowed to daven twice. Shma Mina. So we see from here, so what do we, at the end of the day, what do we have from the Gemara that we learned so far? Is that any tefillah that you forget to daven, Shachris, Mincha, Marv, doesn't matter what, you always have the opportunity, as long as it's a mistake, to make it up at the next tefillah and daven twice. Last Gemara that we're going to talk about, Tana Rabbanan.
We didn't answer the whole going from one day to another thing yet.
Well, right, we didn't give a reason, but it did say, Maisa did bring a Tashma, which from here it said that if you forget to daven mincha, you could daven marav twice. So you see that it is being paisha the shaila that you could daven, you know, marav twice.
Does it apply to all tefillahs at the next tefillah you can double up?
I mean, so far what we see is at least all three, yeah. So, okay, that's a good question. The Neela's a good question. But let's say you have, let's say Shabbos, let's say Rish Chaydash, let's say you forget. Yeah, so let's see, that's Mamash the next Gemara. So Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan. So Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan. Tavlo Yispal Mincha Erev Shabbos. So this is your Shiloh. So let's say somebody forgets to daven Mincha on Erev Shabbos. Mispal below Shabbos time. Then you could daven Shabbos Ma'ariv twice, even though, right, it's a different tzura. The tefillah is a different tzura. What about Tavlo Yispal Mincha B'Shabbos? Let's say you forget to daven Mincha on Shabbos, take a too long of a nap. Then Mispal of Matzei Shabbos Taim Shalchol. Then it's okay. You can daven Ma'ariv on Matzei Shabbos also twice. There's no problem. Now, what should you do? Right, we know you're supposed to say Atachon Antana. Do you say it by both? So he says Mavdul Barishayna Ve'ena Mavdul Bashnia. So you should make Havdalah. You say Atachon Antana in the first Shemana Esrei. And you do not say Atachon Antanu in the second Shemana Esrei. Now, what happens if you did? Let's say Vim Hivdil B'Shniyah V'Hivdil B'Rishayna. Let's say you did a Havdalah in the second one, and you did not do a Havdalah in the first one. So you forgot to say Atachon Antanu in your first Ma'ariv.
You just thought that, hey, since I missed Shabbos, I'll do Shabbos first.
Right, exactly.
The whole second. That right. Seems to make sense, right?
That's what you would think, right? So we're going to see. So he says, no. Shnia also light, Rishayna also. So that's not going to work that way. Because you have to daven first the one that you're mechuyev in right now, which would be Ma'ariv. And then after that, you can start making tashlumas. So he says that. So if you did that, that was then you were megala das, that your first Shemana Esrei, you were trying to do that mincha one, you know, trying to have some shaykhas to Shabbos. That's not going to work. So the shniyah will also loy, the second one will help him for the ma'ariv, and then Rishon Lesos will have to daven again. So the Gemara asked, Lemimra, the Kivan Dali Avdu, Kamaisa, Kamandali, Tali Dama, Adrenal, you're going to tell me that since the guy did not make Havdalah in the first Shemana Esrei, it's as if he didn't daven and he has to go daven again? Verminu, Tavla, Hiska, Gwuska, Shamat, Chia, Samasim. Let's say somebody forgets to say Masha Beruach. Or let's say somebody forgets to say, right, V'sein Talmud Levracha. So then the halach is right. Machzirin say you have to repeat Shemana Esrei. Let's say Havdalah B'chayin Das. Let's say you forget to say Atachon Tana. What are you supposed to do? Ein Machzirin. So you do not go back and daven again. Because why? Because we know you're going to say Havdalah as soon as you get home. So even though you're not going to say it during davening, okay, it's fine, no problem. You'll say it at home. But if you forget to say Masha Beruach, or we're saying Talmud, so then you do have to say it again. So it's kash is, so you see that it's not ma'akiv for the tefillah. So just because I forgot to say Atachon Tana, why should the first Shemana Esrei not help me? Why?
Because over there, we actually said it Bizman.
What do you mean?
You said that Shemana Esrei, but you said it Bizman without Atachon
Tana. Right.
So therefore, no big deal. But over here,
Here you're also saying it in the right Zman. I mean, you're saying it in Matzei Shabbos. It's Matzei Shabbos now. It is Ma'ariv. You are, you know, you did daven the Ma'ariv. You just forgot to say Atachon Tana.
In other words, you're saying it's not a big deal. In fact, you just thought Atachon Tana.
Right. So it should still count, at least for the Ma'ariv. And then, in fact, you know. Continue that thought process.
So it's like you're saying it says if you're saying, hey, the second one really was meant to be said for my Hashlama for tonight. And the other one was not meant to be for tonight. It was supposed to be for the Shabbos one.
So you're saying that it's worse because here in this case you're being the Galadas.
Yeah, the Galadas.
That the second one is your.
Saying good, keep going.
So that's it.
Saying good.
So that was the whole idea. So you're right. That's a very good taina. And later on, some of the place can deal with that taina. But the Lamaisa, at the end of the day, the Gemara is leaving it as a kash. So why it should work, even though you're right that there was a giladats like what you're saying, but still it should still work as davening lights. And the Gemara leaves as a kasha. Okay, but we'll see. So now Tosfos has some interesting points here. So the first kasha Tosfos asks is the idea that the next place he says that tefilas ma'ariv is a rishus. So it's from time of Amar Rava Kamon, tefilas ma'ariv is rishus. The Kaimon Kavosa be Yisurah. We know that Rav we paskin like when it comes to Yisurim. So therefore, when he says that Tfilas Ma'ariv is Rishus, so that's how we paskin. So if Tfilas Ma'ariv is Rishus, so if I forget Ma'ariv, so why should I daven Shachris twice? The whole Tfilas Ma'ariv in the first place was just if I so choose. What a great kasha, no?
Very good kasha.
Void kasha, but you got to hear the turds. Void kasha, the amla come on. We say later on, tavlo ispala yalvi yavi belaila. Ein machzir no same shum dein mekach nes achodesh belaila. We know that later on we're going to say that. Let's say somebody forgets the yalvi yavi at ma'ariv. Are you supposed to repeat Shemana Esrei? So they no, you're not supposed to repeat Shemana Esrei. Why? Yeah. How come by shachas and mincha you do have to repeat Shemana Esrei, and by ma'ariv you don't?
I don't know, but I know you do.
So the ein mekach nes achodesh belaila because you're not allowed to be mekach lechodesh at night. So the Gemara says, so spectitis, velamalei high timeline. What do I need the reason of? Ein mikachin zechadish balaila. Typically, this feels avos rishus. The reason why I don't have to say Shemana Esrei again is because I don't have to daven marv in the first place. So the fact that I daven marv and I said, forgot to say yalvi yalvi, so pretend I didn't daven. Okay, fine, I didn't daven. So then I still don't have to daven. It feels marv is rishus. Right? Shalom, it feels marv is rishus. We don't even really have to daven in the first place.
Well, not anymore.
So the Yeshlaimar, so it says Taisus like this. Yeshlaimas, it says things like this. Hodam Rinon, the Tfilas Avis Rishus, this that we say, that Ma'ariv is a Rishus, Hainu Lagabe Mitzvah Acheres. That's only when it conflicts with a different mitzvah. Vehi Averes. And you're going to miss Ma'ariv. So you have a choice. Either you do this mitzvah or I daven Ma'ariv. What should I do? So in that situation, we say that in that case, Tfilas Ma'ariv is a Rishus, and you should do the other mitzvah. But otherwise, but just because you want to finish the game and then fall asleep, no. Ein lo levathel. Then you cannot be mevathel ma'ariv that way. Umiyu im icher adam mincha. But, now this is a very important part that Taisus throws in here. Mamash just throws it in, like klachiyat. He says, however, if let's say you were icher adam mincha, so we know if you miss ma'ariv, what should you do? By accident. You should daven shachris twice. But let's say by Shachris, you're so into Shachris that you forget that you ever would have even imagined that you would have forgotten the daven Maariv. And then comes Mincha time, and then by Mincha time, you say, oh, wait a minute, I was supposed to daven two Shachrises. What am I supposed to do now? So can I daven two Minchas?
No.
So it says, Toises Mi'um Icher Adam Mincha, near the Avers Man of Batek Abanai. Then we do say Avers Man of Batek Abanai, Kivon Sheshoha Kolkach. Since you waited so long, you waited too long. After two tefillahs already, come on, you got to wake up earlier than two tefillahs. So therefore, you're not allowed to we said, and then he just throws in also that we know that even if you forget and not forget, even if you mevatel one tefillah b'mezid, you cannot have the opportunity to fix that up either. Okay, then one more tesis we'll see. He says, another question that should have obviously jumped out at all of us. He says, the Gemara didn't never ask the Shiloh, what happens if you get Musaf? Maybe if you didn't get Musaf, you should daven two Ma'arivs. Right? You have Musaf the entire day to daven. So let's say if you get Musaf, so maybe you should daven two Ma'arivs. Right, well, I mean, you really have the whole day to daven Musaf, so if you remember Mincha time, you can really daven Musaf also. You know, you can really daven Musaf. Right, you have the whole day to daven Musaf. You have the same zman that you can daven Mincha, you can daven Musaf. So if you remember by Mincha, you can really...
Is it Mincha or
Ma'ariv? What is Mincha? Right, so should you be able to daven two Ma'arivs? What are you saying?
I'm asking, can it be either Mincha or Ma'ariv?
Well, that's I'm telling you, that if it's still Mincha time, you can really daven Musaf itself.
Right.
It's not, you didn't miss the zman yet for Musaf.
Okay.
So the Musaf, because the zman for Musaf is the entire day. So maybe you should daven two Ma'arivs. She says, Im tavo yispal tfilas Musaf. Let's say you forget Musaf. Let's say you went to a Kiddush club and you forgot to come back from Musaf and it was ready Kiddush for the shul and you don't want to miss that. So then, the avadai ena mispal arvis. You do not daven Ma'ariv twice if you forget Musaf. Dehech yikris hakarbanas ukvar overzman Musaf. How can you read the karbanas if you already missed the zman Musaf? The gamlei tiknu sheva brachas shel Musaf elam mishuv neshama parim svasenu. And also the whole inyan of Musaf is because the pasuk of neshama parim svasenu, which is that we're instead of bringing up the parim, we're going to say the words. Ubezev adi avers mana bata karbanai. Avol shar tefillas, okay, but your question is okay. So every tefillah is really in place of a karban, right? So then, what's the difference, Musaf and not? He says, avol shar tefillas derachem einenu. The other tefillas is rachami. So I think that what Taisus means to say is that if you look at the tzura of the tefillah itself, the tzura of a regular shacharis or mincha is just bakashas and rachami. That's what we're asking for. But musaf is all about the musaf. It's all about the carbon itself. So we can't. That's the whole tikkun of the whole tefillah was mesukin to say the carbon. So now we can't just daven a ma'ariv and try to get our tefillah. He says, "Levayshe yispal adam kol yom." So by other tefillahs, since it's just rachmei, so yeah, levayshe yispal adam kol yom kulei. Halavai, everyone should daven the entire day long. Vein kan over zman the tefillah acheres. It's not considered the over zman the next tefillah. Right. So that's the Gemara's. Wait, I don't know if you
cover that.
So the Gemara said that you can also daven two ma'ariv. Yeah, we were discussing that. You can daven two Ma'arivs, even if you get Minchan Shabbos, or if let's say you forgot Minchan Erev Shabbos, you can daven two Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. Same what? Idea. Let's say you forget Minchan Erev Shabbos, same idea. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now the Rashba has another pshat in why when you daven Musaf, he says, another reason, the Chol Tefillah Shehi Noisefes, Machmas Me'ira Hayoyim, any tefillah that was noisif just because of the day today, then ein roi lashlima b'yoyim acher. Since the whole tikkun of the tefillah of Musaf was because today, so then it doesn't make sense for me to daven later on a different day. Right? Doesn't make sense. Avashar tefillahs kiven shem ruis b'chol yoyim. They're roi every day to say these tefillahs. So then yeshlam tashlima b'yoyim acher. Then you can daven them on a different day already. Now here's another very important.
Wait, for example.
I hear. I mean, maybe Shlomo Shabbat by Ne'ilah. Maybe Ne'ilah. Right, Rosh Hashanah also. Yeah, maybe because those were only Mesukin. Right, let's say Musaf. I mean, like Shachris, you're saying. Right, Shachris is Mesukin just for that day.
Let's say Mendechar or Rosh Hashanah. That's just Mendechar's every day.
Well, mincha is, well, yeah, well, nila is maybe just mesukin for Yom Kippur. I mean, maybe that's why. Yeah. So, okay, so then the Rajma points out another very important part here. Well, any musaf, like we, well, any musaf, like he's saying, Rajma's saying musaf by itself, right? Any musaf was just because of that day specifically.
Right.
So,
see, this musaf of, you know,
right, so any day.
Last day of Sukkot,
right.
Now you want to daven Ma'ariv, do daven Ma'ariv twice.
Right, of course not. Right, so that's what the Rajma's saying. That any musaf, that since the whole idea of musaf was that it was mesukin for that day,
yeah.
So then you you'll never make that up. So, right, so I don't know if we have another situation like that, but yeah, maybe Ne'ilah would be a good example. Okay, so then the Rajma points out another very important part here. He says, Miu, dafka bizman tfila, lefishik, dafka bizman tfila. That the only time that you can make up for a tefillah that you missed is by a zman tefillah. Lefi shekivan shehu zman tefillah v'hu asik b'tefillasai chayzeru mashlim. So because he's in the middle of davening, then he can go ahead and daven again. Mashata b'tefillasav aval shaloi b'zman tefillah loi. But let's say it's not the zman of the tefillah itself, then you cannot daven. Shem leikin ma'am ispal sh'avishtayim. Why does it say you should daven Ma'ariv twice? Umispal mincha shayim. We should daven mincha twice. Dekamer lema tov lo yispal shachris. The Gemara should say, if somebody forgets and does not daven shachris, kaidim chatzais, chayz umispal lacha chatzais. Then he can daven after chatzais whenever he wants. Why does he have to be that it's during mincha that he davens again? So because it must be that you don't have the entire, you don't have a license to do it at any time that you feel is convenient for you. You have to do it bedafka when you're davening the next tefillah. So if I'm davening mincha, or if I'm davening ma'ariv, then I have the opportunity to do it. But if I go home after ma'ariv, and I'm already at home, I'm like, oh shoot, I was supposed to daven again. Let me daven now, because it's still really zman tefillah. That's that already you missed out, says Rajma. Right. It should have said that if somebody forgets mincha, you can also, you have the entire night to daven. So that's another very important part. Okay. So I think we should just do two more Rishayim, and then we'll leave it at the actual halacha part, and maybe we'll leave that for next week. So the Rosh, the Rosh points out something that which we already touched on, this idea. The Rosh is just one line of the Rosh that I point out. He says, "Ve'ein lahaktim shel tashlumin l'chayves hazman." You should not be maktim the tefillah of tashlumin to the tefillah that you have to daven that day anyway. So if I have to daven Ma'ariv, so I don't have in mind that my first Shemona Esrei should be for Mincha. So if I got Mincha. Right, so you spoke it out, but it wasn't clear from the Gemara. It just says you daven twice.
No, it's in there.
But Havdalah, you're talking about Havdalah a little bit.
Can Havdalah.
Right,
is that the same thing?
So, yeah, I don't know. I can hear an argument the other way. No, I hear. That's why I was. I think an argument can be made. Maybe you can just say that's also my ma'ariv. Maybe I'm saying, but just if you look at the Gemara itself, the Gemara says you just daven mincha twice, you daven ma'ariv twice. So then,
I talk about the second one that the shnia also lo rishon lo also.
Right.
Why? Because it's not shatash lo mincha.
Yeah, it could be that's a good raya. No, it could be that's a good raya. Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm saying I'm fine with that. So, but the Rosh is speaking it out clearly that for all of them, you have to make sure that you daven the one that you're mechuyavin first. So then he says, and if you don't, if you forget to do that, then you have to daven the tashlumin again. So if you try to daven the tashlumin first, you'd have to daven that one again. So you have to daven three times. So let's say you try to daven the tashlumin first.
What does that mean? Okay, I'm just asking a question. Okay, let's mincha to ma'ariv, regular weekday.
Right.
Right. Does it matter that you had in mind for mincha first?
Right.
Or is this just stop? It's a regular.
Right. So
what's the difference whether it's
right?
Mincha
so it seems what seem from here that if you had in mind that the first
mind,
one should be for the tashlum, but if you just daven stam, we'll see.
Right.
The halacha, maybe that's okay.
That
but if you had in mind specifically that the first one should be for the tashlumin, it's not going to work, and you'd have to daven three shmona esrei. Right. Okay, so that's the Rosh. Now the Beni Yoina says like this: Tov lo yispal mincha. This will be the last reason that we speak about. Tov lo yispal mincha. Yispal tefilas arvishtayim. Va'omer Beni Tzarfazal da dafko kishe tov eshakach tefila achas yesh la tashlumim. This is like kind of like how Tosis is saying that it's only if you forget one tefila then you can have the tashlumim. Avam tov lo yispal arvis. Let's say you forget to daven ma'ariv u mincha. Ain't a mispal shloisha.
Marav or mincha?
Let's see, both.
U
mincha. Yeah. Right. So let's say you forget to daven marav and mincha. Ain't a mispal shloisha. You cannot daven three times shachris. El shtayim. Acha shel shachris, ve acha shel arvis.
Sorry,
why did I say mincha? Marav. Because the tashlum is not going to help you only for one tefillah. The yesh mefarshim, listen to this yesh mefarshim. Shafila lo yispal tefillas harbe. Even if you did not daven a lot of tefillas, lekulon yesh lahen tashlumen. You have tashlumen for all of them. The heimayim, they say shemishu tafes lechayla. Let's say someone's a chayla. He was unconscious. He's in a coma, or if he was locked up, he wasn't able to daven. Kishiyotzin beis asurin. You can daven all those tefillahs that you lost. Imagine Baal Tshuva. It's 20 years of his life, he never davened, and then all of a sudden he wants to daven again. So you daven, you can daven all those tefillahs. That's it. One after another.
Sounds crazy.
He says, my Rebbe does not, he's not in this Elah HaNochen, Kamay Shamra Bein HaTzafas. Rabbi Yonah says that no, the Nochen is like what the Rabbi Tzafa says. Vehu, Gamkein Deus Rabbi Moshe Zal. That's also the Das Rabbi Moshe. Miu Imyirtzalis Pal. He said, but there's Nedava. But listen to this: if you want to daven b'Tayrus Nedava, v'she Yichadish b'hem Shum Davar Harishus B'Yada. If you want to be Mechadish something in the Tefillah, then you can do it. V'Nochen Lasses Kein. Now the Rabbi says it's proper to do that. Lamai said we don't daven Tefillas Nedavas Mezonas. We don't, you know, Tefillas Nedava is a. So you can just make daven whatever. What?
How is nedava different than tashlumin?
Well, nedava is like you're making your own tefillah. You know, it's not for a tashlumin. You're just doing it because nedava. You want to daven to Hashem.
Tashlumin is different.
Tashlumin is that you're having in mind that there should be a tashlumin for the tefillah that I missed. So he's saying that if you want to. Well, nedava is just nedava is not for anything that I miss. Nedava is just because I want to give a tefillah to Hashem.
That's why you would do a nedava, because.
So he's saying if you feel like you should daven again because you missed one, you can do it as a tefillah so nedava.
It's not going to make up for the missed one.
Right.
Whereas tashlumin will make up for it.
Right. Okay.
So what does it mean also that you missed a tefillah? Let's say you're driving, whatever, and just.
What does it mean that you made a mistake?
You're driving and you're in traffic. I don't know, it's 5 o'clock,
you gotta
dial
a minute.
Right.
You didn't get
off the highway. Is that considered as a bathroom, in other words? Or is that
considered like you missed it? You could pull over, right?
Maybe you can't
right.
pull over.
Well, so, yeah, you could pull over. So, oh, no, okay, so listen,
yeah, if you can't pull over, then you can't pull
could
over.
You could have pulled over, you didn't want to. Is that considered
speed? I would think so.
Or you say, listen, you know what? I'm driving right now, I'm gonna dive in 2 miles. I'm not gonna bathroom it, I just, I'm too tired, whatever it is. Is that considered a
bittul? Right. So, I mean, to me, it would seem that it is, you know. But
that would be a
bittul? To me.
As opposed to,
let's say, I mean, we're going to say something. Let's say someone's sick. Or let's say you slept in. Or let's say, you know, let's say there's another thing that the Gemara, that the Halachah is going to talk about. Let's say you were at your work. And if you had to miss, then you would get docked or lose pay or whatever it is. Like, you're going to lose the hours that you can bill or... You know, so then maybe a hefsid mamon would be enough of a reason to be considered a mistake, like, you know, missing it out on purpose.
If you are driving and you just don't pull over.
But just that.
You don't daven 2 miles. Let's say you miss the middle, you don't daven 2 miles.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
That's that. Okay, stop here.